Well, today's Press Pass takes us to Jamestown, New York, and the Jamestown Gazette. And with
Press Pass this week comes with some unusual twists. Not only was it produced on location, it featured two guests, Walt Pickett and Stacey Hannon, the editor and publisher, respectively, of the Jamestown Gazette. The conversation also took place on the same day that Jamestown was in the news across the region as federal, state, and local law enforcement authorities announced the arrests of 47 people allegedly connected to a heroin distribution ring in the area. That negative news did not dim the enthusiasm of our Press Pass guests. Walt Pickett moved to the Southern Tier a few decades ago after a successful career in the New York City area. Despite a regional economy that has been sliding during that time, it's a move he clearly doesn't regret.
We had 17 or 18 furniture plants here 30 years ago and 45,000 people. Now it's down to no furniture plants and 30,000 people. But one of the things people are discovering here is their neighbors. Neighborhoods here are taking on a very, very warm characteristic. It's the kind of thing you will really find in small-town America when things are going well. This is a very resilient community. They're bouncing back. And I think it's because of the relationships people are developing among themselves. We all know we have to help each other in a community like this where we've lost so much industry. The average income is probably down from where it used to be. But that's no reason to roll over and play dead. It's a reason to rebuild your community in a whole new form. And people who may mourn for the good old days have not realized that the good new days are coming, and all we have to do is build them.
Walt Pickett is big on attitudes. It's a theme of our conversations. Clearly, he believes the people of Jamestown are not constrained by the economic realities of a small city that has been abandoned by industry. For a can-do attitude, he might only look across the table at his boss, Stacey Hannon. She's been involved in marketing in Jamestown most of her working life. As she approached midlife, despite a struggling economy, she followed the path often sought but so rarely followed. She started her own business, the Jamestown Gazette. Over 4 years ago, she began tabbing community resources available to anyone with the ambition to start a search. Hers began at Jamestown Community College.
We started working with our local college. They have a small business development center. And I went there with the idea, and thankfully they did the research and came back and said that, yes, that there really was room for another newspaper in Jamestown. And from there on, that was all I needed. And I moved forward, started everything you'd need to do for a business, worked with New York State and did all the proper things, started looking for employees that could do things that I did not have the knowledge on. And that's how I ended up finding Walt Pickett, who's been amazing to the Jamestown Gazette. We were able to hire some graphic designers, delivery people, salespeople. We started with myself and Walt and a graphic designer. We all worked out of our old homes. We did not have this beautiful office at the time. And now we have 9 employees.
The Jamestown Gazette covers 3 counties with a weekly distribution of 5,000. Its focus is clear, less about reporting and more about promoting. Pressing issues exist, but the optimist is not deterred. For example, Jamestown possesses an ancient housing stock. Walt Pickett believes it might be among the oldest in the nation. That's made Victorian homes available for attractive prices. It also means some houses have fallen into disrepair. In a policy familiar to those in Buffalo, some demolitions have rid neighborhoods of the blight, and in some cases, the vacant lots are finding new life.
And the community gardens are being developed more and more. Some of them are now starting to add tool sheds, and people are taking courses on how to raise organic vegetables, and farmers' markets are being stocked by people who are growing things in neighborhoods that you never would have thought.
Downtown Jamestown is visually striking. Much of the terrain rolls down into the valley, where the renovated train station shines in the distance. The stylized Lucy Museum with its orange exterior stands out, as does the massive marquee of the Reg Linnae Center. The many old churches and multi-story buildings display an ambitious architecture that reflected an optimism of days gone by. But there are less positive signs. Some aging buildings are in need of attention. Downtown is spotted with the destructive landing sites of urban renewal, a couple of awkward, crumbling parking lots offering the ugliest examples. It was the middle of a Wednesday, and the uncomfortable and unmistakable signs of unemployment were evident. Many of the problems are the same that have plagued Buffalo in recent decades. And while all the problems haven't been solved, more people seem determined to move forward, spurred on by a love for the place they call home.
That's not Jamestown.
Some would call it the power of place. In this case, this place, Jamestown, the small city that sits on the east end of Chautauqua Lake.
I was out watching the sunset last evening at the lake, and there's just nothing like watching a sunset in Chautauqua County.
Thanks again to Stacy Hannon, the publisher, and Walt Pickett, the editor of the Jamestown Gazette, for joining us on this week's Press Pass. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.